Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. The halal industry, do for self. We're here with you once again, using the airtime that was gifted to us from our brother, Amin Yasir Muhammad, of the Sister Clara Muhammad STEM Schools. We appreciate our brother giving us this hour between the time of 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what we're here to share with you is still our message dealing with the halal industry, building wealth for our people, economics, man, for our people, creating businesses with the economics or the wealth that is good. In other words, we have everything we need to do for ourselves. We just have to do it. When we understand the pattern of things for humanity, we're not sitting around in a world that we think things are just given to us. The majority of us, we go to work every day. The majority of us watched our fathers, our mothers go to work every day, grew up, going to school, educating us in different fields, not intentionally this or that as we're young, but one day we look up and we find out that this is my field. This is my goal. This is my opportunity. Every one of us get that. Allah says to us in the Quran, and that's the major feature of our life. What does Allah say about us? And when I say us, I'm talking about the humanity in total, creation in total. He said, to each I've turned to a goal. That means each one of us, each species of life, there's a goal for them. We can't act like dogs and wolves and bears. That's not what he turned us to. The creation that he put there, that's what they are, dogs. And I don't mean somebody calling somebody, hey, dog, not like that. Real dogs, real wolves, real animals. Real mammals, or whatever you may call them, of the sea, birds, everything that exists is a goal. There's a goal there that Allah has turned them to, and they cannot do what we do. Do you know that even the angels can't do what we do? Angels are stronger than us, no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
They can move some things that we don't even know they move them. I'm not challenging them in that manner. But as far as making things happen on this earth, as men and women, the angels don't do that. The angels was offered that. They said, no, my Lord. Let us follow your command. You give us the command and we'll do it. We don't want the possibilities of thinking for ourselves. Just tell us what to do. But the humanity, man, we accept the role. And in accepting the role, Allah lays a pattern out for us. You and I, the African-American descendants of slaves, we have a problem sometimes. And I believe slavery is a big part of it. Something tampered with our thinking. We were so used to someone else speaking and doing for us that I think it's still in the back of our heads and our genes as offspring of slaves of 400 and some years. It's coming out of most of us, but it's still there. Many of us, we feel that we can't do something unless someone else, another people, that don't look just like us. I mean, they may have features like us, but I'm talking about we can see clearly they're not of our race. They're not descendants of slaves. Even our African brothers and sisters, they look like us. Many of them is just as dark as us, or we're dark as they. But there's a difference. Even here in America, you know, here in Philadelphia, there's an area that our brothers from Africa and sisters from Africa are in, and they're not welcoming. There's some that are, but as a majority, they're not welcoming. And I think they're touched by the mindset that maybe we're wasteful. That's why we haven't made it. No, nobody on earth have suffered what we've suffered as a people. But Allah gave that to us as a reason. a reason to prove that he can give man the message, a man to rise to the top, that there's no pressure that anybody can put on us, that his message can't bring him back to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say the top, I don't mean I look one day or we should look to be the kings of the world, but we definitely can be a mercy to humanity. We definitely can do something in the right way that it caused others to see that they could practice what Allah does just like we did and improve their status, improve their life. When we look at the things that we do, we are Muslims. And I'm speaking to Christians, too. I know that. But please, listen. We're Muslims, this body that I'm talking about. We made some great achievements here in America behind the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Wahdeen Muhammad, his son. Made great strides. Then we got a body of youngsters who were taught overseas, some from us and some from others. When I say other schools of thought, too many get taught by another school of thought and believe they're no longer a part of us. They want to be something other. They would like to speak to us as if we don't have Islam. I like to say to them that you're practicing shirk, but I know we've been successful. Who is we? The Nation of Islam. The following of Imam W.D. Muhammad, we've been extra successful following the Quran, practicing the light of love for one another, loving our brothers and sisters, loving humanity. And the message that came to us gave us what we lost in slavery. There's no people on earth have suffered what we've suffered. What we have suffered was a great deal, but it wasn't too big for Allah to correct. How do you correct it? Give us the message. Give us the same message that was given to Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. There was a meeting this past weekend, our brother from down Atlanta, Rashad, Imam Rashad, he came through. And Imam Rashad did a good talk. There was some people coming to the message. That's the Philadelphia message. Coming and feeling proud that they could be there and they could share something that really didn't need to be shared. But when the brother came, you know, ain't none of them show up at the message for the whole
right.
weekend.
That's right.
They want to take charge if they could. But they didn't have enough strength, enough decency, I should say, enough love in their heart for their brothers and sisters to just be there. But they want to leave Philadelphia Masjid if they can. And again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal speaking. If there's a question, anyone have a question? But from the representative of that body of people, I'll call them believers. They believe in something. Their conversation when they did Jummas was always about sin, always about prayer. I pray every day, and the brothers and sisters I know, they pray every day, five times a day. More if it's necessary. And when I say necessary, Allah only calls us to five. But there's plenty of times in the day you say, oh, Allah, help me in this. You got to do an extra dua. Something confronts you. You got to make an extra prayer. As far as sin, I'm not walking with brothers and sisters that commit sin. Oh, brother, you saying they perfect? Allah is perfect. But when you devote yourself to being a person that is living a clean life, what sin are you going to do every day? What sin are you going to do every week? And I would think that they were more sinful because they practiced saying things like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was not on the haq, so to speak. I hate to use that term because I use the haq as Allah. You know what I mean? One of his names. And we know the haq represents the truth. So when we look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did all he could as a man. Born in 1897, only went to the third grade, but was given the opportunity by Allah, not by Farad Muhammad. the meeting of them two was Allah's doing. Anybody else want to think that we got it in another way? You think there's another God. We say from the beginning, Allah put us with the message from Farad Muhammad to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad took the message and helped it fit our living here in America. We didn't become worshipers of another people, Arabs or any other. Allah don't tell us to do that. Many of our brothers and sisters that would like to condemn those of us that came from that, we worship Allah. They worship, yes, I believe they worship Allah. I can't question that. But in between, they show that they also believe they can't make it without somebody foreign telling them how to live Islam. Yeah, in other words, when I go down the street day, night, or whatever, I go by myself in the name of Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Not presenting myself as Allah, but in the name of Allah, I pray. I ask for help. And I'm sure everybody do. Directly or indirectly, that's what we're doing. We're asking God for his help. You and I, the African-American descendants of slaves, there's a special reason. We have to believe this. You would be committing shirk yourself, me, all of us, if we thought we became slaves without Allah's plan for us to be slaves. And today we see his plan working for us to be servants to him, living out Islam in America and around the world and demonstrating it as a body of people that one day will also be called the mercy to humanity. Check out the route. Follow the pattern. Allah brought Islam to Mecca. For those who don't know, that's Mecca before it was called Mecca. When Allah brought it there, he brought it to Muhammad Abdullah. You know what I mean? What else? What other name would he have? He became the messenger of Allah. In that, a pattern was set for the people that lived there, but not only the people that lived there then, but people all around the world living even to this day, 1,400 some years later. And no doubt, it's going to be the way humanity live until Allah changed the pattern to be something else. There'll be nothing that can be clearer to the humanity in any language than the Quran. There's no other book out there that's competition to it. The Bible, we believe that Jesus got revelation. But we know that there was some argument about how the Bible was written. One of the kings, he made sure the Bible was written once upon a time to fit him. There are Bibles that are written in different ways. Now somebody can say, well, their Quran's written in different ways. The Quran has the language clear of what was said to Muhammad the prophet from God himself. This is not something that is given to us that we can choose what to put in the Quran. And this is not a debate between the Christians and the Muslims. This tells us, the Muslims, that don't doubt them, except the fact that Allah gave them a message too. The Jewish community got the message, but they didn't want to accept the Christians. The Christians were given the message, and some of them don't want to accept the Muslims.
Hmm.
All of us are called to be Muslim. Muslim means to submit your will to God. All of us are called it. That's just an Arabic term. As I said before, I've gone to churches and talked to church leaders and church communities in the early years of me becoming an imam. And I would write on their blackboard in Arabic. I'd write the word Islam. I'd write Muslim. And I'd write Assalamu alaikum. I'd write it in Arabic, not the phonetics. Using English letters, not that. And I would explain what the meaning is. And I would say, when this word pointing at Assalamu alaikum, I said, what this drives us to understand is that we're given a greeting, someone saying, the peace of God be with you. I said, is anybody in the church, anybody here that don't want the peace of God given to them? And everybody raised their hand. They want it. I wrote the word Islam. This is submission to God's will. Is there anybody here that don't want to submit to God's will? And all of them raised their hand. Yes, we want to submit. Then I write the word Muslim, the one. And I wouldn't tell them it's Muslim. I didn't tell them it's Islam. I didn't tell them it's Assalamu alaikum. It was all over. I told them, I pointed at the word and said what it meant. Muslim, one who submits himself to the will of God. I said, is there anybody here that don't want to submit their will to God? All of them would be clear. No, I want to submit my will to God. These are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Allah says to us, sit down and discuss what's common among us. If I just sat down and said, Assalamu alaikum, that's something for all of us, they reject it from the start. Because they hear Muslims saying, Assalamu alaikum. Some of them scared to accept something from another person speaking faith, but in a different language. They didn't want to recognize themselves as believing as Muslims believe, but people of faith believe the same. They want to submit their will to God. And in Arabic, it means one thing. Spanish, it means, I mean, not mean, it sounds one way.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish, it sounds another way. Oriental language, it sounds in German, whatever the language is. It's said different than it is said in other languages. Some of them might sound a little close. But the reality is, when you get to the basic of what we're doing when it comes to serve God, serve the Creator, all of us should be in love with each other. All of us should be walking, moving, doing the best that we can to get His rewards in this life and the next life. So when we look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I'm speaking to something specific, because the Muslims have to see themselves as one. God says that, not me. I'm repeating it. But God says we're one community. He created everything Muslim, the rock, the air, the water, everything submits to His will. How about man? He submits to His will, except for those who have the spirit of the, I'll say it clearly, the spirit of the devil and don't want to submit to His will. Whether that's Christian, whether that's Muslim, whether that's Jewish, whether that's atheist, whatever it is, if you don't want to submit to God's will, then you might be anything.
Right.
But God created us. And I'm using the term God so there's no misunderstanding. Allah says in the Quran, speak to people in their language.
Mm-hmm.
We could give the whole khutbah in English. We could pray in English because it would make people understand what we say. Most of us are not ready for that because we think we left the religion if we don't use Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
But Allah says when you're talking to the people, when you're speaking to the people, speak to them in their language so they cannot say they don't understand. Let's take a PSA.
Assalamu alaikum. I would like to read from Surah, the seventh Surah, Al-Araf, 94 to 96. Whenever we sent a prophet to a town, we took up its people and suffering and adversity in order that they might learn humility. Then we changed their suffering into prosperity until they grew and multiplied and began to say, our fathers too were touched by suffering and affluence. Behold, we called them to account of a sudden while they realized not their peril. If the people of the towns had but believed and feared Allah, we should indeed have opened out to them all kinds of blessings from heaven and earth. But they rejected the truth, and we brought them and we brought them to book for them for their misdeeds. Join us daily from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayyub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slave of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build a model community. You dial 515-602-9 865 to speak to the host. Martha N. Abdullah, CWSC, invites to a scheduled Zoom facilitated by Imam Wale Ayu Bilal. Join us Saturday, August 26, 2023, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's build the model community. The meeting ID number is 730-4509-0049. The password is lowercase I, uppercase E, the number 3, uppercase M, the number 1, and uppercase B. Share the information. Let's end just talking, and let's begin doing sure to build it. We got what we need if we work together. No one else is going to build for us. Let's make that model community a reality by breaking ground somewhere during 2024. I mean.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is Imam Wale Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. To continue in our message, one of the things I want to say, Brother James just read, and he'll read it a few more times tonight before we leave, about the program that is being hosted through C Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC, by Sister Martha Abdullah. And that will be tomorrow, Saturday, August 26th. Eastern Standard Time, it would be 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. You'd have to look on the paper when he brings it back to us. Please try to get a pencil and try to write it if you could participate. Pacific Time would be 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time would be 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And Eastern Standard Time, that's us here on the East Coast, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We would like you to attend with us, to be a part of that. What are we talking about? We're talking about building the model community. When we look at what needs to be done in the world, we can do this. We can be models. You know, the Nation of Islam, even though we don't use that term right now, like that. We use it as history. It's our history. I am the Nation of Islam. I lived it while these two brothers with me, Nate Muhammad, Jane Bashir. We are this Nation of Islam and many, many, many more across the country. But we don't use the name like that as other than for reference. We were taught by the leader to do and present ourselves in a way that we get reward from God. That's one. But that we also help our people see we could do better. We don't have to be crying out, begging for crumbs from the table, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say. We can stand up and be ourselves. We can create communities that are worthy of raising our children in to become leaders, you know, prior to the 50s. There was a long period of time, even prior to the 40s and beyond. There was a long period of time that we couldn't speak out on nothing as a people. We couldn't have a representative. We were all called slaves. We all was whooped for certain, not all of us, let me change that, but too many of us was whooped and some was killed for being able to stand up to represent us as a people. When we look at it, we don't have to worry about that. All that is something that Allah has. He took control of that.
Mm-hmm.
He allowed it to happen. Oh, brother, God didn't allow it. You think something could beat God? You think something could step up and ruin Allah's creation? No, that was a design, part of the design of what was being made. Shaitan has his part, but Shaitan ain't no big guy, especially not the guy. He can't beat me and you. He got to sneak his whisper in. And in these days, most of the time, he got to sneak it in by your friend, but sometimes he can't even come to you. He ain't that big. He ain't that strong. But there was a time that we couldn't build in this country. Today we can. Tomorrow we want to have a little discussion on that, the purpose of it. We want to, Imam Muhammad said for years, a model community.
Hmm.
He never said it like, y'all help me build the model community right now. Let's start working on it. We wasn't ready. When I say we, I'm talking mainly the leaders. The leaders was not ready. Imam said that many times. When he removed certain things that he had set up, we wasn't ready. Today we should be ready. And those that are not, we can work around that. Not push them away, but we can work around that. We need to speak on what does it take? What does it look like to you? What does a model community look like to you? How do we see it? Where will the first one be at? Because we're going to follow the pattern of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Temple number one was in Detroit. We don't have to start in Detroit. We don't have to start in Philadelphia. We don't have to start in, we're going to start where we do shura and agree to start at. Starting, the goal is to build model communities in every state, every large city, and every one of the small cities that we can build in as well. We can find land, we can do it. So my thought, I said, suppose we came together, we brought all our technicians together, excuse me, architects, engineers, developers, contract people that do construction work in building, real estate people that understand the purchase of land, people that understand soil to find out if we're purchasing land that in it, within the soil, is it a danger to our health or is it good? There's a good to build upon. When we build it, we want to build it in a way that we're making cities right around in your neighborhood. I don't care if you're in the south, north, west, or east, right around. Go to the outskirts and see, don't you see small cities, so to speak. We need some for our own. So I've said, and I know that there's some believers that got 1,000 acres already that they ain't doing much with. Some African Americans who are not necessarily Muslims, may not even be Christians in their own way, but good people with land. So suppose we got together and we said we're going to purchase 1,000 acres of land, and we find the land, and we decide to purchase it, and we say we want to put 1,000 houses on that land, one house per acre. And we want every house that we build to hold 5 people. You got a community of 5,000 people. If you want 4 homes on an acre, you got a community of 20,000 people. We can make a difference. We can have an education system in our community that doesn't wipe out the thought of us being part of the political world, leaders in America. That's what we need to set up. We got them. We got them now. We've even opened the door for people from around the world to be able to come here and be in Congress, be senators, even today running for president. We see that. Why wouldn't we take an opportunity that Allah has given to us because of our own activity, because most things that are built in this society for people other than the Caucasian race is based on what happened to us through slavery and coming out of slavery. That's a gift that Allah gave to us. And I know some of us, we don't see this gift. It ain't like it's wrapped up, put on your table, and there's something to smile about. But it was something to wake up humanity to things. Think about it. If you got it in your mind, anybody got it in your mind that slavery could happen without God's permission, you don't know God. There's a plan. Plan includes us. So we look for land to build. So we need architects. We need engineers. We need realtors. We need people who understand the environment of soil. We also need people that can make the thing. We ain't in caveman type time that can make the things you build houses with. You know, the old way was wood.
Mm-hmm.
So a person that got land that grows trees, that produce oak and other strong wood, You've already began to build what it takes to go into a house. Once upon a time, the whole house was made out of wood. These days, you find woodworks, you find steps, you find cabinets, et cetera, closets. They got wood. Some got lath wood going around the house, out and inside the walls. So if we're sitting on land that we can do these things. The opportunity today, especially since Obama became the president, we thank Allah for that. The door is open that we can take land and open up factory. That's why I call Blouse Inc. the industry. We want to produce economics to help the industry. Imam Muhammad came in office, those of us that remember this. He said, from dust to industry. When I heard that, I said, man, listen to that.
Yes.
That sparked something in me immediately.
That's the industry.
The industry. And then many more things he said since then.
That's the road we came.
Yeah, that's the road we came. That's right.
As
that's
the American people.
That's the way we came.
Slaves.
That's
right. From dust.
To industry.
Destination to the industry.
To the industry. And that's what we have to believe. Man mean mind.
Right.
Don't think you can't be the man you're supposed to be. Yes, you're the man physically, but we know we got plenty of men that represent the dog. And I don't mean to insult them. Run and get some and go ahead on about his business. He don't take care of nab puppy. Don't feed nothing. Just go ahead on about his business.
You can see the dust in the industry.
Yeah, you can see the dust in the industry. That's right. That's why he did it. That's why he gave it to us. And he gave us so many terms. And before passing, many, many times he said, build the model community. So I'm appealing to the same body of Muslims and more. And we don't want to that language hang out there. That's our language. Build a model community. So I'm asking the believers, let's stop talking about it. Let's come together and build. So tomorrow we plan to have one of the first meetings concerned building the model community. Look at yourself tonight. If you're hearing this, if you hear it next week, the next time we're on, look at yourself and see what is in you. God has turned us all to a goal. Myself, I think we can create economics. That's my interest with the halal industry, to build what we have here. We've been stalemated, not by the government itself, but things within the system that can hold you back and almost keep you back from going forward. To me, that's a lot of testing you to see if you're confident in what you say you're doing. But we have to get that where that changes. I've been 18 years, and I'm going to put the story out one day, 18 years, me and the brothers and sisters, waiting to open a property that we had a 15-year mortgage on and paid it off in 15 years.
Yep.
But there's at least one attorney down in the municipal building that I believe hands are dirty, and if they ain't dirty, he's slippery.
Very.
He's slippery, and he's doing the wrong thing. That has been holding us up, and I don't want to sue the city. The brothers and sisters with me, they look at me strange when I say that, but that's not my first course to just brush your teeth out your mouth. I think I could be dangerous, but that's not the first course. I'd like to see us help the city, not sue the city. Especially because someone has stuck their hand they got larceny in their heart.
That's right.
So, and if I'm wrong, if I'm not right, and this person is making a mistake, we need to help him stop making mistakes. Get out of that seat. I don't believe it's a mistake, though. Too much of it. But we have to work to build. That's not holding us up. Allah is God. And when we say Allah is God, even if nobody else used that name, God is working for all of us that work for ourselves. So we have to build. We have to know that what we're doing and we're looking to achieve something. We're looking to go for. We're looking to win. Our people are not held back by nobody today. We're held back because we don't do what we need to do. And this Muslim community, this nation of Islam, this body of followers who joined on with Imam Wafi Muhammad after his father passed, we got intelligence and everything, but we dropped for a little period of time. We dropped our spirit of industry. We went into education.
Hmm.
Who can speak Arabic the best? Who sounds the best? Who
yep.
knows the most? Let's build schools and make sure all our children know the most.
Yeah, but that's what the ministers were doing coming out there.
Out of the church.
And the nation
of
Islam,
too. Yes.
Who was compared.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Best, who sound the best.
That's a fact.
And all that.
They was looking for acceptance.
Right.
Allah brought us into this. And this work that he brought us into it, the actions that are approved is to keep building. Keep doing what's right. Our community slipped a little bit, but we still was on top of knowing we have to be those who build for our community and invite them to join us in building. This ain't something that somebody else is going to do for us. Allah does not make humanity do that. Yes, the father and the mother does for the children. The brothers and sisters that's older, they help the little children.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to a people, you have to build for yourself. You have to obtain what's necessary to grow for yourself. And you don't have to do no wrong to do it. Allah provides that all of us are capable, every one of us are capable to do what another do. Nate is bigger than me. James is bigger than me. I may not pick up all the things they pick up, but I can move what they move.
Mm-hmm.
If I got to pick up a couple less pieces, I think I can't lift as much as they can lift. But if I got to pick up a couple less pieces and move twice what to their one, I can still get the job done. You know, you work on a job site and you feeding. I used to feed the plasterers down in community college here in Philadelphia, down on 17th, 16th and off of Spring Guard. It was the mint back then.
Mm-hmm.
And when I worked, I learned to come in early first and have the setup for all of the people that were working, whatever level, between 6:30 and 7, every one of their tables was filled up.
I did the same thing, brother. Man.
Yeah, that,
get
in early and get ahead of it.
Because you create your own break.
That's right. Because otherwise, the people that's working will work you to death. And they were surprised because I'm a little guy. But the thing is, I had to get it done.
Right.
Or else there's been, you know, I don't like people hollering my name. Hey, Wally, where you at, man?
Right.
Where's my stuff? No, when they got to the table, finished drinking their coffee, you know, because most people come in and drink coffee. I don't drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So I just came in straight to work. I know they're going to start at 7. I started busting it open 6:15. 6:30, I'm starting to load tables. When they look up, their tables are loaded, everything they need, their water, their et cetera. Everything, and I ain't talking about drinking water, but they're working water.
Mm-hmm.
These were plasters. By the time I was finished, they needed some metal pieces that they need, lap wire and all that. All of it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
I learned what they need on every section.
That's right.
And put it there for them. Now, I left them enough that they can at least work just break time. By the time they get to their break, I've already took my break and took and loaded them up to carry them to lunch.
That's right.
So, no, I don't measure myself as a people even. We're not to look at someone else and say we can't do it because we're not as big as them. Why ain't we big as them? Because we don't come together. Remember this here. The majority of the places that we went to as an African-American people, descendants of slaves, the people gathered against us and wouldn't let us in. And I'm not talking about movies and sports fields, et cetera. They did that too. But they made sure that they did what they had to do and not let us in. Why? Once we learned it, we outdid them. So why don't we just build our own? Does that mean we won't wind up building something else? We'll build everything. But why not build our own? Why not look at ourselves and see what do we need as a model community? And if we open the first one anywhere, West Coast, East Coast, North, South, Central, wherever, we open it there, that would be one. Where are we going to put the second one? We should know before we finish the first one. We might have 2, 3, 4, 5 lined up as we're finishing up the first, because it ain't going to take long once you start doing the work. Once you prove your machine works, the job is on the road. It's like being on a, what they call it, a conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if we decide we're going to start right there, and say we went all the way to the West Coast, think about anywhere you want to think about over there. I don't want to say a name, because if I say a name, they said, he said, let's come here first. I ain't going to say that. So, but let's just say the West Coast. If we started there, by the time we got to working and the Muslim Journal got the information and all of that, we will find that they'll be ready on the East Coast, furthest away. They'll be ready in the Central, in the North, in the South. All we got to do is begin it. There's no limit to what we can do. Our brothers, Graceline, the credit union, I spoke to some of them, and some of them are bankers, pure bankers, been doing it for years. We need them to get with bankers across the country so we can open up our own banks, finance our own. We get money to build, we put it in our bank. We got to put it in somebody else's bank. That ain't war. That's growth. We open our banks to hold our money to do our work. We want to open up a station. I'm saying the term station, but a place that we want to manufacture cars. And when I heard Barack Obama say what he said back then, I said, man, we can make cars now. That's years ago. If we can make them, why don't we do it? People that already work there, and we can hire other people. If we look at something that we get ready to do and we short a hand in our own community, we can hire other people as long as they do the work right. As long as they do the work right, we're going to treat them right, and we want them to do the work right. We need education for the field of politics. We got too many of these brothers coming up now talking about, I ain't American. What are you? And stop thinking. Stop thinking some people make you American or Spanish or this or that. Allah makes you what you are. He put us in this earth. We are here in America, the country called America, and we go back into this country at least 400 and some years. This is our home. We ain't talking about four generations, 400 years. You ain't no telling how many generations of people came through that. But we know it wasn't just four. We got a grandfather that was born and lived throughout the first 100 years. We got another grandfather lived through the second and another one through the third and another. No, there's a bunch of relatives. All of us got.
Put
them there as witnesses. Allah put us in there. That's right, as
witnesses.
So we don't have no reason to be ashamed. We don't let nobody tell us from overseas, you know, y'all not Americans.
Yeah.
Remember this here. The Imam even spoke about it, but many of us used to speak about it. Almost 10, 15 years maybe since we've heard people from overseas call America the big shaitan.
That's right.
We made it a place for humans. Well, how y'all did that? The nation.
Mm-hmm.
Muslims was able to survive in America. With all the hardship that was going on to our people, the nation was able to come alive and shut down some of that hardship. People was able to live a little comfortable. And like I say, who you think opened up the door for all of the people from overseas to be in politics today? We did. The treatment against us opened the door for others. And we're going to say we're not American? Take that to Allah. And if you don't believe Allah is God, take it to the God that you believe is God to see if that makes sense. It don't make sense. You don't believe in him. That blow there is really for the Muslims. You do not believe in Allah. If you can live in Allah all your life, your foreparents all their life, and you come into a point to say you ain't American because somebody overseas says you shouldn't be American. Allah says in the Quran, and sometimes they fear man more than they should fear God. So that's what it sounds like to me. You don't want to lose the friendship of who you think is Arab or Pakistani or whoever, and that's no degrading to them. That's degrading to you. Somebody come up there and tell you to stick this poop in your mouth, and you know it's poop, and you stick it in your mouth, don't blame the person. You stuck it in your mouth. Stupid. Yeah, you stuck it in your mouth. We have to be better. We have to do better.
That's right.
We're going to take another PSA right now.
Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the modern community. Dial 515-602-9665 to speak to the host. Martha N. Abdullah, CWSC, invites to a scheduled Zoom facilitated by Imam Wale Ayub Bilal. Join us Saturday, August 26, 2023. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let us build the model community. Meeting ID 730-4509-0049. Password, lowercase I, uppercase E, the number 3, uppercase M, the number 1, and uppercase B. Share the information. Let's end just talking and let's begin doing sure to build it. We got what we need if we work together. No one else is going to build for us. Let's make that model community a reality by breaking ground somewhere during 2024.
Amen.
Thank you, James. This is Nate Muhammad. The Halal Industry, Do For Self. I'd like to just touch on one thing or a couple of things that the Imam has brought up earlier. And the notion was the from dust to industry. I put on from dust to the halal industry.
Right.
You understand? Because with dust, we started out with nothing. I mean, that defined our people, African-American descendants of slaves here in America. That defined our people. We started off with nothing, and then we strive, Allah guiding us. He guiding us through this halal industry. How did he guide us to it? He reminded us. He suggested to us. And he gives you plans how you're going to reach there. I can go back with the Muhammad speech where they had a whirlpool. And it had the black man thriving out of the midst, all that madness. You know, they had the drugs, alcohol, flesh of swine, gambling, you name it, it was there. And we had to come through all. We came through all that. I'm talking about the African-American descendants of slaves. We came through all that. And we should, what they just, how they, as they come through, they make a mark, a label to our past, the way we go and record it. That's what I'm record our whole experience coming through there, through that. And we right now is we at the crust of it. It's the tip of the iceberg. We're right there. We're right there because we can smell it. It's like the animals get close to water. And they thirsty, they can smell it. They start acting very joyfully because they know water is near. And this is the same thing with the halal industry. It's here. We done laid it out. It's already defined.
It's just a matter of just doing it. We ain't got to talk about it no more. We done talked about it enough. This is since, when we first did it? 95. Here's 20. It's 1995 when we first heard it. I know the first thing I first heard it, the man mentioned the halal industry. And my thought that came to my mind was, wow, that's it. That's what we've been striving for. We're striving for this. And I had from slavery to the halal industry. But it's the same thing with us. You're starting with nothing. That is enough to rejuvenate ourselves, blow the dust off our mind, and get active, get busy. Put your thought pattern, like the man is mine. Get to thinking. Utilize everything that we was taught. How they say you got to get what you use, what you know, to get what you want. We gotta do this. This is our time. Hey, we ain't sitting here waiting on nobody give us some creams and scratching our head and stepping, fletching it and do a dance and song and dance. No. We rolling up our sleeves and getting busy. Lay out what we want, how they say, plan your work and work your play. This is what we have to do. And this is what we're going to do. Whether we're here to see this or not, we're setting the motion. We're putting everything in place. Because after with the halal industry, we roll right into the model community. Because if you can handle if you come from dust to the halal industry, you're ready for the model community. It's no way. You sitting there, man? Well, man, I gotta go. Let's get it done. But you also know that everything moves through Allah and His pace. It's not my pace, your pace, their pace. It's Allah's pace. That's His will. That's why we gave our will to Him. We ain't arguing, getting mad at each other, frustrated. You understand? Well, how come we can't get this done, and we taking too long? No. We ain't in charge of this. Allah brought us from dust to the halal industry. Yeah, I didn't do it. I didn't even see it. I'm scratching my head with trying to figure out what we striving for. We used to have a brother. Hey, brother, what you doing? I'm striving. And I would say, what we striving to? What we striving for? Until we came up with the from dust to the halal industry. That's what we striving for. That is our rock. As the imam would say, and we know our position. We know where we would need to be to get our wealth. Our Lord says it's enough wealth out here for everybody. But everybody from where we come from through the dust stage, everybody denied us. They blocked us. And we sit up there and look at the so-called white men, no, not only him. You got people just as dark as you did the same thing, or even worse. Yeah, that's right. They still doing it, you know. So this is the reminder that, no, when we go to talk to these people, talk to anybody. You understand? Remind them this is the road we just came from. You know, I don't want to sit up here and somebody going to tell me about, you know, the Islam and how they did it in Saudi Arabia. And I don't care about that. I'm like, how are we going to do this here? This is our time. This is in our area. You understand? And, hey, if you know how Allah works, we'll wake up one day and even during the day, something will hit you, boom, and everything opens wide up. You know? Right now, everything is closed, you know, and you see how the people treat you when you so-called not down and out. And we already got the taste of all that, you know, from the city to our own community. Brother was telling me earlier today that they had a janazah for a brother, his granddaughter, but they wouldn't. They didn't let him have it at the masjid. That's how he wound up at the funeral home. And I said, what do you mean? This is his bayat here. You know, they said that in order for him to have it at the masjid, they had to use one of their imams to do the janazah prayer. I said, man, get out of here. I said, we were just at a janazah where they had somebody else come in and did the janazah for the brother, and he wasn't from the community there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, look, this is, I said, and I told him, this is why our bayout has to be strong and you have to stand up for your bayout. The imam said earlier, it is not the people, it's the leaders. It starts with the leaders. The people are only a reflection of the leader. And the leader leaves the community in a very weak disposition. The brother had the repast. I think they had to have it in the church. He said, so they had the repast in the church, and they did a regular Christian funeral at the repast. I said, wow. But this is why we're showing this, not to get mad or whatnot, it's to be aware of what not to do, what not let happen. That's why we've been shown this. We'll look at it and if in emotional eyes, we be all up and on, ready to give somebody a couple few choice words. No, well, I'll put this in front of you to see it. This is what you're dealing with. Stop crying, and look at it. Lead with your intelligence.
Right.
Lead with your faith. Don't lead with your feelings. You know, it's obvious that the family, we done been around where we've been janazas, where we had people that their family is still Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And one brother we had at janazah, the people came and got the body and went and took it to the church and had a funeral service. But that's all the people know. They're only a product of what they've been taught. We have to show them another way, just by, again, what I just say, from death to halal industry.
Yes. Yes.
We strive for that. We earn that. We nobody gave that to us, but Allah.
Yes.
But we earn every bit of that. And we've been earning it every day we're here on this thing. This is our time. This is our time to show what we know. The ma'am said earlier about all the people that we need to help build this model community. We know you there because Allah, I know Allah has created. I know he did because he created us. We're all coming in and we all looking at everything based on what we're about. Allah conditioned us for that. I didn't come through construction because I was all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I came through there, and I realized somebody meant for me to do this.
Amen.
So I know it's the same thing with there's individuals out here from my association and abroad that Allah has created for this mission. How the man said we were born for this mission.
Amen.
Look, this we ready for this. We definitely ready. All right, we coming around 30, couple seconds, 1 minute. You understand? We like to thank everybody or thank Brother Amin, Sheikh Muhammad for granting us a time to share again our vision with the halal industry. And we look forward to everybody tomorrow. Eastern 2 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. Saturday, tomorrow. You understand? And we're looking forward to seeing. I will be there. You know, so with that, we'd like to thank you again. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
You told me to do that.
Yeah.